The Polydorus is a charming family-run hotel, located a short walk away from the lively town of Ios Nikolaos, 1 hour from Heraklion. Rooms cleaned daily, all with Wi-Fi and aircon, some with sea views. Coffee and home-cooked meals served on our lovely terraces. Visit our website or find us on booking.com. You have no idea how long it took me to write that. I was worried about so many adjectives bunching up together. Was lively the right word to describe Ios Nikolaos? I'd started with busy, but then decided it might suggest the endless traffic and noise that were very much part of the place too. We were actually 15 minutes from the town centre. Was that a short walk? Should I have mentioned Amudi Beach next door? The funny thing is, I spent almost all my working life as an editor, and I never had any problem dealing with writers' manuscripts. But when it came to a four-line advertisement on the back of a postcard, I sweated over every syllable. In the end, I handed it to Andreas, who read it in about 5 seconds and then just grunted and nodded, which, after all the trouble I'd taken, both pleased and infuriated me at the same time. That's something I've noticed about Greeks. They're an incredibly emotional people. Their drama, poetry, and music go straight to the heart. But when it comes to everyday business, to the little details, they prefer things to be siga-siga, which translates roughly as who gives a damn. It was a phrase I heard every day. Examining what I'd written along with a cigarette and a cup of strong black coffee, two thoughts crossed my mind. We were going to put the cards in a rack beside the reception desk, but since tourists would already be in the hotel when they picked them up, what exactly was the point? And more pertinently, what the hell was I doing here? How had I allowed my life to come to this? Just 2 years away from my 50th birthday, at a time when I had thought I would be enjoying all the comforts of life that come with a reasonable income, a small flat in London and a full social diary, I had found myself the co-owner and manager of a hotel that was actually much nicer than I'd managed to describe. Polydorus was right on the edge of the water, with two terraces shaded from the sun by umbrellas and cypress trees. It had just 12 rooms, a young local staff who were always cheerful, even at their most haphazard, and a loyal clientele. We had simple food, Mythos lager, an in-house musician, and perfect views. The sort of travellers we encouraged wouldn't dream of arriving on one of those gigantic coaches I would watch inching along roads that had never been designed to accommodate them, on their way to the six-story monstrosities on the other side of the bay. What we also had, unfortunately, was dodgy wiring, impossible plumbing, and intermittent Wi-Fi. I don't want to slip into lazy Greek stereotyping, and maybe I was just unlucky, but reliability was hardly a watchword amongst the people we employed. Panos was an excellent chef, but if he argued with his wife, his children, or his motorbike, he would be a no-show and Andreas would have to take over in the kitchen, leaving me to host the bar and restaurant, which might be full, but without any waiters, or half empty, with too many of them. Somehow, a happy compromise never seemed to materialise. There was always a faint possibility that a supplier might actually arrive on time, but it would never be with the goods that we had actually ordered. If anything broke, and everything did, we would have hours of nervous tension waiting to see if the mechanic or engineer would show up. For the most part, our guests seemed happy. But we were running around like actors in one of those madcap French farces, trying to make it look seamless, and by the time I collapsed in bed, often at 1 or 2 in the morning, I was so exhausted that I lay there feeling almost desiccated, like a mummy in a shroud. That was when I would be at my lowest, falling asleep with the knowledge that the moment I opened my eyes, the whole thing would start all over again.